It is known that the reflection of compact halves of spaces into totally disconnected compact spaces, also called stone spaces, gives rise to the monotone light factorization of Eilenberg. And Weibull through a general process studied in the paper on localization and stabilization for factorization systems by Carboni, Janelitz, Max Kelly, Paris in 1997. What I'm going to show is that the same process is also successfully applied to the reflection of categories into preorders. Where the functor I takes a category A into its set of objects, its preordered set of objects, where A is less than A prime if and only if there exists a morphism from A to A prime in A, if and only if this own set is not empty. Now I'm going to prove that this reflection has stable units in the sense of the paper a reflective subcategory is localization and factorization system by Cassidy, Eber, and Max Kelly of 1985. That is, that the functor I, the reflective functor, preserves every pullback square of this form. Pullback square is I, the functor I, prefers every pullback where X is a preorder. So as the functor I leaves unchanged the sets of objects, then the set of objects of the image of the pullback is equal to the set of objects and for any AB, A prime, B prime in this set, we have that AB is less than or equal to A prime B prime in B if and only if, of course, there exists a morphism F from A to A prime in A, and there exists a morphism which is from B to B prime in B, such that alpha of F equals beta of G. But of course, as this is a preorder, we can erase this part and we get only the existence condition. So this is obviously equivalent to say that A is less than or equal to A prime in I of A, and B is less than or equal to B prime in I of B. So AB is less than or equal to A prime B prime in I of A cross I H of X I of B as wish. Well, the fact, so we know that that the junction has stable units, so this implies the following, that we have a factorization system, any functor or any morphism is factorized in a, we have a reflective factorization system that, such that E belongs to the class E if and only if I of E is an isomorphism and M belongs to the class M if and only if M is a trivial covering. That is, if and only if there is thus, if and only if thus square, this commutative square is a pullback. Well, here I have C, B, so this is a factorization system on CAT, as it was a factorization system in the case of compact outdoor spaces for the same reasons. Well, of course I forgot, here I must have the eta's, the unit morphisms for the junction. Eta D, thank you. And I obtain the following characterization, that M is a trivial covering if and only if these functions for any C and C prime in C, these functions induced by the functor M M of C prime are bijections when this Ohm set is non-empty. So provided the Ohm set is non-empty, they are all bijections. I call, so M is faithful, and as I call it, almost full. Almost, with the exception of this case. So, I want now to consider two new classes, E prime and M star, that are to be obtained from the capital E and the capital M, such that small E prime belongs to capital E prime if and only if every pullback of E prime is in E. Oh, stable. And small M star belongs to capital M star if and only if M star is a covering morphism. at least if and only if there is an effective descent morphism P such that the pullback of M star along P is a trivial covering. That this belongs to M. Well, the question now is E prime M star is E prime M star a factorization system? So the one I know that this is implied by two conditions. Condition A, that says the junction has stable units, and condition B, that says that for any object B, in this case a category, in my case, in the other case a compact Hausdorff space, for every object B there exists an effective descent morphism into B such that its domain is in the full subcategory of the reflection, is in the subcategory. This is so because these two conditions imply that every EM factorization is locally stable, and according to the four people paper I mentioned, that is the central result of the four people paper I mentioned, is that locally stable every EM factorization is equivalent to this, this is a factorization system. So we already know that it has stable units. I have to show now that the effective descent morphism of this kind. Well, we have categories, the reflection into preorders, and there is another adjunction from set into ket such that the right functor is the forgetful. Yes. No, I'm confused, sorry. But the right functor is the sum functor, where form is the ordinal number 4. So 4 is the linear order. This linear. And the left adjoint is times 4. So the co-unit morphisms of this adjunction are then of this form ket for any category B, ket for B times 4 into B. Well, here I have the coproduct of sufficiently many fours, one for each composable triple in B. And it is known that the effective descent morphisms in ket are the surjections on composable triples. So this is an effective descent morphism. This is, of course, preorder. So E prime M star, M star is a factorization system. Well, I'm going the other case, the known one of compact Hausdorff spaces. We add analogously that we have comp Haus into stone. And now we have the adjunction from set such here the forgetful functor which forgets the topological structure, and here the stone check compactification And so, in this case, it was the coinage is the goes from the stone check compactification of the underlying set as B into B. It has also stable units, so I'm putting it here for the analogy. It could happen, of course, that this is trivial. I mean, that equals EM or any other reflexive factorization system. I shall show that is not so by presenting the characterizations of these classes. So, well, these all those two conditions also imply that alpha is a covering, that this is in M star. If and only if for every morphism phi from an object in the subcategory, the pullback of alpha along phi, this phi pullback is also for any with x in the subcategory is also in the subcategory. From this, it's very easy to conclude that alpha is a covering morphism in the case of categories into preorders, if and only if alpha is just faithful, just a faithful functor. So I remember that in the case of compact Hausdorff spaces, this was the light map. So in this case, each of its fibers is totally disconnected. Well, I also characterize the class E prime. Alpha is in E prime if and only if alpha is a full functor and bijective on objects. So the in compact Hausdorff spaces as well, the monotone maps each of its fibers connected. Notice that we get a perfect analogy between the characterizations of those classes E, M, capital E, capital M, M star, E prime in the two cases, in my case from categories into preorders and in the known case from compact Hausdorff spaces into stone spaces, if we associate these concepts point in space with arrow in category, connected component in spaces with the Ohm set in category, fiber with the inverse image of an arrow connected with the concept in the same Ohm set, totally disconnected with every two arrows, are in distinct Ohm sets. And now we know that these are distinct factorization systems by simply checking the characterizations, and it's also easy to know that this comma category is the cover over the terminal object, the full subcategory cover over one of cat over one, where the objects are the covering morphisms, is equal to M over 1, trivial covering. So this implies, according to the Free People paper, results, this implies that E prime M star is not trivial. is a non-reflective factorization system. So now if I have time, I would, if I could show two slides. If this is connected, you know, often. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well. Well, in fact, we have a sequence of reflections, get into pre-orders, get into orders, and get into sets. But for get into orders, I did the same. The results are a bit more complicated, and we get a factorization system on get, non-reflective, by stabilizing and localizing. Or by stabilization and localization. Also, the reflection has stable units into orders. And here I have the characterizations of the coverings. The E prime are now the full functors, not bijective, now are surjective on objects. The coverings are the faithful functors plus, if we have two, we can't have two distinct arrows with reverse domain and codomain going into a unit, unless the domain and codomain coincide. Well, in the case of categories into sets, the reflection has also stable units, but we don't get, it is not a factorization system. So E prime M star is not a factorization system. In fact, E prime, our E prime now equals the E prime of the case of orders. And the M star are the discrete vibrations, the discrete top vibrations at the same time. This is due to the precedent speaker. Notice that in this case, for every category B, there is not an effective descent morphism such that E is a set. So this fine. It had to fail, it's not a factorization system. Well, I also may show, I got also characterizations of for categories into pre-orders and categories into orders of the separable and normal morphisms. I have them here. Well, for pre-orders, separable, it's just a covering, they coincide. And normal, I have it here, so I think I messed up.